From Cambridge Breakfast.
This is an important news flash.
90 cows have arrived in Cambridge, and for the next 10 weeks they can be found dotted around the green spaces, the shops and other cultural locations in the city. One of the shopping areas where you can find them is Lion Yard, and on the line we've got Roger Allen, who is centre manager at the Lion Yard Shopping Centre. Morning to you, Roger.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Very well, thank you very much. So tell us about your cow then.
Oh, I'm utterly over the moon that we've got the cows for Cambridge within our shopping centre. We've got a space theme. Our cow is painted in the shape of the moon, and we've put in planets. We've got space workshops. We're giving away Milky Ways, Mars bars, galaxy chocolates, etc. It's so much going on. This trail is just fantastic.
I was in the Lion Yard on Sunday afternoon, and I think your cow was in, because I guess it's tricky to put 45 cows in Cambridge very, very quickly. But the installation, I think, was just being sort of hoisted up. You've got these, I think, planets that appear to be coming to be suspended from the ceiling?
Yeah, we got planets, we got spaceships, we're going to have astronaut days where kids can come and learn how to be an astronaut, eat space food, etc., etc. There's so much going on in this Cows for Cambridge trail, which is absolute, utterly amazing. You know, they get the opportunity to dress up as well and really sort of get into the act. It's going to be really moving for some people.
Loving your puns here,
yeah,
Roger.
I think we should start playing cow bingo, really. We should really start doing these interviews.
It does sound fantastic, though. It's really like, you know, so it's kind of like bring the family, yes, do some shopping, but also just have a bit of a great day out around the shopping area itself. I guess it's just such an important thing to get everyone in at the moment. Are you finding that it's drawing in lots of families and curious shoppers as you go by?
Well, we did the install on Sunday night, and I wandered around the centre about 7:30, 8 o'clock on Monday morning, and there was already people in taking photographs, logging into the app. This was half 7, 8 o'clock Monday morning, day one.
There you go.
And it's been non-stop ever since. It's really been brilliant. And, I mean, the thing about the trail is it doesn't have to be done in one day. It's there for 10 weeks, you know, just tick them off as you go along, you know. Have a great day out, or just spread it over a period of time.
I sense that shopping centres increasingly have to have other things going on rather than simply just the shops. Would you say that's correct?
I think that's always been the case. Lion Yard, we regard ourselves very much as a community shopping centre, and we've always earmarked everything we do about entertaining our customers and obviously driving footfall and hopefully sales, which would be great. But the key is to put on things that people will find entertaining and will actually enjoy coming in and doing the experience.
We just mentioned the very important word there, footfall. What is it like at the moment? Does it feel like it's sort of back to the usual standards of people out there? Or is it still a little bit lower? I mean, personally, I feel whenever I walk through now on the weekend that it just feels like, you know, we're back to normal. There are people everywhere shopping all over the place.
Yeah, I think you're right there. We obviously count our footfall, and we now base our figures against 2019, which is more realistic against as opposed to 2020. We're about 30% down against 2019, but that's still 230,000 people a week coming into the shopping centre. That's serious figures.
That is.
And they're coming in to spend. You know, sales and what have been reported from the tenants have been extremely good. People are definitely coming out and enjoying spending the hard-earned money that they've accumulated over the lockdown.
Because I guess that's the other measure, isn't it, Roger? You've got people who, for obvious reasons, they haven't been able to shop, certainly in the first half of the year, because the shops weren't open. And whilst you can get some things online, and we've heard a lot about that, actually, in some cases, there is nothing like turning up in the shop, feeling the fabric, measuring how large that widescreen TV is, and then making the decision based on that, and frankly, purchasing it right there and then based on the advice of those people in the shops.
Yeah, I think it's the experience of literally coming in. I'm not sure if you was watching me the other day measuring up a widescreen TV or not. But yeah, I was that man. But yeah, for me, it's you do buy things online, but walking into a shop, being greeted by—I mean, the staff in our tenants are just absolutely outstanding. You know, you walk into any shop, there's a big smile waiting for you. There's a warm greeting. There's obviously sanitation points and queuing systems and what have you. Perfectly safe, and it's a great experience. Come out and enjoy Cambridge again.
And it seems to me, when I go through Lanyard, that the shops there are relatively stable, by which I mean it's not like... I used to work on what I refer to as the wrong end of the King's Road, and the shops there just always, like, turned over, and the goodness knows how long. But the Lanyard, it seems pretty stable. Yet, of course, one looks across to, you know, the issues that the Grafton are having right now, and that's that really shows that there are problems in the retail sector.
Absolutely right, yeah. We very, very lucky, and so much as Pret were the only casualties of COVID. But then again, they've got another operation in the Market Square, so that was common sense to combine. We've actually had 5 new lets, including NatWest Bank moving into us, in the last 3 months.
Interesting.
So, you know, we're very, very strong, and we have a queue of people waiting to get in here. We're extremely lucky. The hotel's going ahead, 125-bedroom hotel. We're looking at putting new food eateries in, making it more of a leisure experience as well. It's really, really positive at the moment, you know, despite COVID. You know, we seem to have bucked the trend, which is great.
Fantastic. Well, that really is great news. So you've got your little cow there. Do they have names, these cows?
Ours is the Moon
cow. Oh, yours is the Moon cow. Of course.
We've also got 2 other cows in here. We've got the Penny cow, which is by Costa Coffee on the ground floor. I mean, that really is something special. And then on the bridge, we've got the commemorative one that featured in the papers recently as well. So we've got 3 cows. Also, our library has got 3 mini moons.
Oh, wow.
Which we've donated to schools in the region.
Fantastic.
So Roger, you've got 3 cows. Lucy, how many cows have you got outside where you live?
Well, outside where I live, I've got I've got 5 I've spotted. So, you know, catch up, Roger.
Yep, so you trumped us, that's for sure.
No, but
I was going to say a pat on the back there, but...
And I'm very glad that you did, Roger.
As long as it's not a cow pat, you're all right.
Yeah, but just one thing, on the various things that you're doing for the kids around Moon Cow, do people have to book, or can you just turn up and hope?
Everything's on our social media. We're doing consecutive Wednesdays, the astronaut school and everything. Come to our social media and everything is there, you know, and just follow the guidelines and come and have some absolutely brilliant fun. You'll be utterly amazed by everything, and hopefully you'll find it a very moving experience.
I'm sure we will. Roger, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Roger Allen, Centre Manager of the Lanyard Shopping Centre. Do go and check out the cows around the Lanyard and elsewhere around this wonderful city of ours.